Welcome to the Voice of Literacy,
where literacy researchers discuss implications of research for teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers.
Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forum.
My name is Candace Kuby, a professor of early childhood literacy at the University of Missouri.
And my name is Sarah Vanderzanen, a professor of literacy education at the University of Northern Iowa.
This week, we hear from Allison Skerritt, an associate professor in the Language Literacy Studies program in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at the University of Texas at Austin. She does research involving adolescents' literacy practices and secondary English education in context of racial, cultural, and linguistic diversity. Welcome, Dr. Skerritt.
Thank you.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in literacy, religion, and technology in the secular classroom.
Well, as you mentioned, I am an associate professor at UT. And former to that, I was a high school English teacher in the Boston Public Schools. And so I came into academia and professional work very interested in urban students, context of diversity, and what young people were doing with literacy, both inside of school and outside of school, and the disconnections that sometimes existed in those two domains. And so my colleague and I at UT with a group of our graduate students, and this is Randy Bomer, who I'm referring to, we a few years ago began this study of a literacy teacher's practices in her ninth grade literacy classroom. And we were interested in seeing how she learned about her students' literate lives and drew on that knowledge to create a reading curriculum that helped her students grow stronger as readers and also as writers. And so we went into this classroom and just studied what was going on and started just noticing how the students were articulating their literacy practices, how those literacy practices were coming into the classroom, and what the teacher did in response to what students shared about what they knew and did with literacy in different settings outside of school.
Great. Well, talk in the article, you talk a little bit about how a multi-literacies approach can foster spaces for religious literacies, which you argue helps students to analyze and understand secular literacy, as well as produce academic writing. Can you first talk to us a little bit about what you mean by multi-literacies, and then how you see religious literacies working alongside or helping to foster these spaces for academic writing in schools?
Right. So by a multi-literacies framework, I'm drawing on the New London Group's work of a pedagogy of multi-literacies. And that term means that people engage with their world or engage in meaning-making practices using a range of tools. And so this opens up the way we understand literacy beyond reading and writing printed text to thinking about the multiple ways that we communicate with each other that we make meaning. So thinking about digital literacies, thinking about gesture and space and many other forms of communication. And so I came into this work with this lens and applied it to this group of students and their teacher, thinking about the many ways that students were literate and the many forms and tools that they used to practice literacy. So online social networking, what they did with their cell phones, music and drama and sports and dance, all of the different ways that they engaged in social life and communicated with each other and understood their social world. And so I see religious literacies then as part of this multi-literacies framework, because the New London Group's work helps us think about many different contexts of life and how the ways that we become literate are very much linked to the practices of those different contexts. And so in the same way that we think about students' different communities, their affinity groups, or the groups that they enjoy being with and doing literacy with, religious life we can also understand as one space in which young people are making meaning, understanding, interpreting, speaking, writing, reading, if you will, and all of those things that they do in their religious lives are themselves literacy practices that sometimes have connections to the work that they do or are being asked to do in school.
So based on your experience, what would you recommend to teachers, parents, principals, and policymakers?
Okay, so I'll start with teachers, and I'll start by just, I guess, drawing on what I noticed going on in this teacher's ninth grade reading classroom that allowed students to really draw on their religious frameworks and their ways, their religious knowledge for learning in school. So obviously this teacher, she did not go into her curriculum or that year in which we were in her classroom thinking of drawing on students' religious knowledge and frameworks. She went in with this open perspective, willing to notice all of the different ways in which her students were literate, all of the different resources that they were bringing from their communities, from their cultures, from their language practices, and seeing how they could make some use of that in learning the academic curriculum. And so I see this as being a really important approach for teachers, just in the same ways that they learn about and inquire with their students into their cultural backgrounds, into their language practices, that they themselves would also be open to noticing what students might share about their religious lives and their religious communities, and seeing what the practices are in those communities that might help students understand academic text, interpret academic text, use the experiences from their religious lives in what they write for school, in the kinds of work that they do in school. So for teachers, I would say the first implication is just to be open and to ask students to just share from their lives the different dimensions in which they practice literacy, and just to see what students share and see what use they can make of what students share.
Any advice for parents or principals or policymakers?
Well, in terms of parents, I actually would probably start thinking mostly in terms of urban parents, because urban spaces are ones where there, of course, is great cultural and linguistic diversity. And we know that the little work that's been done on young people's religious lives and literacy, so Lucia Sarub's work, Cynthia Reyes, for example, we know that religion is really a strong part of people's cultural identities and their cultural communities. And so, particularly in urban communities, and I taught in one of those, I think that we might find that parents are more welcome than we might imagine to having students share from their religious lives or draw on their religious knowledge for learning and conversation and thinking in school spaces. I think the important thing for parents to understand is that teachers are not advocating any one religious truth. They're not teaching students about religion, but they are just asking students to think about and share what they do in one area of their life to help support the conversations and the academic work that's going on. And so I think it's really important, and I think for teachers and parents as well, just to understand that this is not about advocating religion or any religion, but just thinking and noticing and recognizing that students read, they write, they think, they talk with others in these spaces that are framed in a religious community, but that we're really talking about literacy practices. We're really talking about reading and writing and thinking and understanding.
So for our conclusion today, what research are you doing now? What do we still need to learn about religious literacies in the secular classroom?
Well, I think there's so much work to be done. And so I mentioned briefly Lucia Sarub's work, Cynthia Reyes's work. There's really not much research at all that inquires into students' religious literacies and what those literacies and literate lives might mean for teaching and learning academic literacies. And so the work that I did occurred within a reading classroom, and I was able to show how students were drawing on their religious knowledge to analyze secular literature, to write academic texts. But in adolescent literacy research today, we have become very interested in understanding more deeply disciplinary literacies. And so it might be very interesting, I think, to for researchers to inquire into how students are drawing on religious frameworks or religious literacies for learning different academic contents or for growing in particular academic literacies. And so I think that's one broad area that that can be really informed by that sort of perspective. Right now, I am thinking in particular about transnational youth, and these are young people who live and go to school across two or more countries. And one thing I'm noticing in this work, and recently I've been focusing a lot on young people who live across different Caribbean islands and the U.S., one thing I'm noticing in this work, although the work is broadly framed to consider the how language and literacy practices shift or are influenced by transnational life and how young people experience schooling across two or more countries, one thing I'm noticing is, again, the salience of religious life for some of the youth and how they are drawing on their religious frameworks and perspectives to make sense of their transnational circumstances, to shape their responses to those circumstances. And so for me, it's just one instance of again, noticing how religious life really permeates a lot of how people understand their world and how they respond to their world and how they engage with language and literacy. And so that's not the sole focus of the work, but it's nice to notice that connection there. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing with this work overall is being poured into a book project for Teachers College Press, and the book will be released in fall of 2015.
Dr. Allison Skerritt from the University of Texas at Austin, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You can find Dr. Skerritt's research in Reading Research Quarterly, Volume 49, Issue 2. Stay current with literacy research. Go to iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter and search for Voice of Literacy. Or go directly to our website at www.voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Skerritt. We invite you to join online discussions of this and other podcast episodes, peruse a schedule of upcoming topics and guests, and pose questions for those guests. This is the Voice of Literacy.